necessary. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you.
I have a dream. Satisfied as long as the Negro is the fifth victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality.
Who taught you, please? Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin?
Hello, welcome to Young King Truth Tell. This is Kanye Tetsubo.
Today, I'll be talking about relationships. The reason why I'm choosing to talk about relationships is because many people do not understand that once you're in a relationship, it's not just about you anymore. It's about that other person as well. It's about their feelings and how they feel. And if you cannot go to your partner and express how you feel to them, then is it really a relationship? I mean, let's be honest. If you cannot express how you feel to them entirely, and when you do express to them how you feel and they get mad and the first thing they want to do is cut it all off just because you're expressing your thoughts and feelings, is that really healthy? Is that a real relationship? That sounds, in my opinion, like a high school drama. You as a person, a black man or a black woman, are supposed to be able to go to your partner and express how you feel to them, no matter what the situation is, no matter what you're going through. They are always there for you because that person is your reflection. They are the ones that you should be able to turn to in your darkest times. And if you're not able to do that with that person, how can you say that you love them? A relationship is also not something everybody is supposed to be in. When you're in a relationship, you're supposed to just keep it to yourself and the only other person to know is your partner. That's supposed to be for no one else to know. And a lot of people don't understand that. When you're hurting, they're hurting. And any types of form of not talking to them is what really builds up distrust and miscommunication within that relationship. You cannot go days without talking to your partner because that's not how you do things when you're in a relationship. And another thing you definitely cannot do is get to the point where you hit a low and your partner is up high, and then you start to so-called cut everyone off and not talk to them, because that's not how it works. Yes, you could be going through things, but when you start to neglect your partner and they start feeling neglected, you start pushing them off on other people. You're not doing it intentionally. No, you're doing it very much unintentionally. And when you start doing that, it starts to build even more distrust and distrust. You start placing seeds of doubt within their mind and heart. And that's not the type of relationship you want. And when they go to you expressing that they now have doubts within their mind and heart, and you first thing you're saying is to that you're not going to reply to those accusations, but feel free to delete my number. That's where you've completely drawn the line, and they don't need to confirm whether or not you're lying or not at that point. It's pretty much just you've sown the seeds and the deed is done, all because you don't feel the need to actually communicate with your partner. And communication is a top priority within your relationship. Without communication and trust, you cannot continue to build, especially when you're talking about building with one another, building a future, building a home, having a family with one another. Now, most people, when they find that good relationship, they don't know how to react to it. Most people react by lashing out. They get angry. They go crazy. They start screaming, shouting, cussing at one another, screaming expletives over each other to the point where no one's voice could be heard because you're in pain. And that pain is translated into hurting one another. But when you find a way to be able to communicate with them, and even if it's through text, it should be rather through face-to-face, but text or over the phone, if you can't see them face-to-face, is another option. It's not the best option, but it's another option to be able to ask them, hey, what's going on? Is it me? Is there someone new? Let me know, and I'll just let you be with that person, because I don't want to be holding you back from what you could be saying is your new happiness. That's all I was asked for. It's just a little respect. And if you can't respect that person by actually telling them, hey, what's up, then you're going to take these negative aspects into your next relationship. And when someone do you wrong, you're going to have to remember you did the last person wrong. Because when someone comes to you with love and respect, they will never disrespect you or throw things in your face. They will always constantly remind you that, hey, I'm here for you no matter what the situation is. And when they have always been there for you to the point where you're not just friends anymore, because we're transcending friendship at this point. We're going into companionship. And when you become someone's companion, when you hurt, they hurt. Any little thing that you do will affect them. What makes it beyond a relationship is when you actually sit there and communicate with one another, because communication is key, and that's going to be the main thing to this whole topic, communication. Because without communication and trust, it's pretty much a dead plant. Trust, love, friendship, companionship is a seed that's planted, and it grows over time as you water it. If you cannot take the time to talk to me, and you're giving your time to someone else, and giving your time somewhere else, when all I want is just a little bit of your time, and you're so busy that you cannot give it to me at all, then I'm just one-sidedly watering this plant when it took two of us to make this plant grow in the first place, then you were holding the relationship back, and you're placing doubt on purpose within that person's heart. If you never intended to be honest or to love them or to communicate, and when they do actually communicate to you in a very healthy form rather than going belligerent and taking everything out on you, taking all their anger, frustration that they've been going through as well out on you, and they come to you in a healthy manner, talking to you and actually ask you, hey, what's up? Then it's not them at that point. Because we as Black people, we have to learn that we have to think before reacting. Because for every action, there is an equal or greater reaction. If you're sitting up there on social media posting memes about this is what men do, this is what a woman should do, this is what I would do or what you should do, etc., so on, but you cannot take the time to actually communicate with your partner what's wrong, then you didn't even take the time or effort to actually fix what is broken. And if they are trying to fix what is broken and you're not, then just tell them that. Don't waste their time as well. Waste your time just because you don't feel like their emotions matter, when that's how relationships work. It's a two-way street. Mine's and yours. Yours is mine. I give because I love you. I don't give the get back. I give because you are the one I dedicated my life to being with and want to be with. And it's all I ask for in the end. It's just your respect, your time, communication, your trust. Because I would never do you wrong. So why would I want to be done wrong? And there's a lot of people out there who do not understand that. And the reason why they don't understand that is because they come from a broken home. A broken home where your family is constantly fighting, showing you that these are things that black men are not supposed to do, or this is things that black women are supposed to do. You see these things and then you bring them into your relationship thinking that that's healthy when it's not healthy. Healthy, functional, working relationships actually sit down with one another. They communicate. They talk. They express how they feel and don't get mad when the other person says how they feel. Because that's how things work in the real world. You can't sit here living in this fantasy world thinking that everything is just going to be handed to you. And this is how things should work when it's not. Things work with you working with them. You cannot also make decisions such as being celibate in a relationship without talking to your partner. Because you may be celibate. That sounds like something a single person would say, that I'm celibate. But once you become attached to someone else, that's also something that they will have to make as a decision. And if it's only just you that's living by that, then what are you expecting to happen with them? You can't expect someone to just go a sexless relationship or even a sexless marriage and expect them to not feel a certain type of way, have certain pent up feelings or emotions. Because everything in that relationship is coming down to the actions of the individual. That individual affects the two of y'all. You cannot make sex jokes after not having sex with your partner for months on end and then expect them to understand that joke, because that's just going to look weird and strange, and it's going to be absolutely awkward in the end. Saying that, hey, imagine if I did miss my period after not having sex with that person for months on end, or say all the time he's always too drained to have sex with you because he's out there having sex with someone else possibly. And then he just tells you these lies that, hey, I'm just too drained and that's it. Those are the type of things that should not happen in the relationship. If you wanted to have sex with another person as a man, just tell her, be straight up honest, and then be single. And then have sex with as many people as you want. And if you want to be celibate as a woman in a relationship, tell him, discuss with him these things. He may not want those things because he may want to have sex. And if you're not able to provide what he needs, then you should just tell him and y'all just stay friends. Because that sounds just like a staying friend type of situation. A relationship is also a spiritual binding, especially when you have sex with that person. You're transferring your energy to them as well as they're transferring their energy back into you. So what you give is what they get, and what they get is what you give. It's all interlinked into one thing. And if you have problems, any kind of problem in your relationship, That's what your partner is for. Especially if you call them your best friend. If they're your best friend, then you should not be able to not talk to them about anything and everything. They would be the first ones to understand how you feel and what you're going through. Because they've possibly been there, done that, or recently been there and done that. And it's like they don't want you to go through what they are going through. So they try to help you in any type of way. They want to build with you. They want to be with you. They want to make a life better for you as well as themselves. And if you turn down everything that they've offered to do, then how can you expect them to fix everything? You can't expect them to fix everything. You have to put in the work yourself. You have to put in that work yourself because they are trying. They are out there busting their tails to actually make it work for the both of y'all so you could build a better life. You just cannot say, oh, I need a job. Okay. If you need a job, I'll help you find one. Okay. So what's your next step? Your next step is you work with them to find a job. And if you're seeing that most of the jobs are far away, then you can't be too bougie to not take Uber Pool or Uber Express or Lyft to get to these places. Or if you don't have the money for those things, take a bus. And if you don't even want to do that, and you're saying that you want to go back to school, and they're saying that they're willing to go back to school with you to do something that they don't even really, they're not even really interested in, but they're still willing to work with you and help you in this relationship so that you may go far as well as they go far, and you're still not putting the effort, then it falls back on you. And if you're going to other people for help versus that person you call your best friend, then you're the one that's making the issue within that relationship. So they don't have a right to be mad at that other person because that other person has done nothing wrong. It's you that has made the decision to just go outside of that relationship, that friendship, that companionship, that spiritual being that you're tied to, because you're also a spiritual being. And that's how things work within relationships. It's not just you anymore. It's them as well.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Uncanny Truth Teller with Kanye Titsubo. If you like more, please subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. Follow us on Anchor at The Uncanny Truth Teller. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And with that being said, thank you for listening. Goodbye.